Okay, today is Daf Chaf, so we're going to do something a little radical. We're going to go back to the second Mishnah on Daf Yud Tes Lamed Beis, where it says Machatzeles, because it's really a flow, and the Gemara is not easy, and getting the flow might make it a drop better. So here we go. Machatzeles, a mat. Kanim Gedola, was made with large reeds. Asan L'Shchiva, if you made it to sit on, then it's a Kli. Mekabeles Tuma, it's Mekabel Tuma, Ve'ein Ratzachin Ba, L'Sicha. You can't use it for schach. Well, sikoch, if you made it for schach, then you can use it for schach. It's not a kabel toma. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, it has nothing to do with your intent. Achas gedola, achas katana, achas gedola, whether it's small or big, if you made it for sitting, it's a kabel toma, then mesachin ba. Well, sikoch, however, if you made it for schach, mesachin ba, then mekabel es toma. So the truth is, if you think about it, Rabbi Eliezer makes a little more sense, because he doesn't deal with size, he deals with your machshava. I don't care how big or small it is. The only question is the machshava. What do you make it for? Tanakama says it depends. Tanakama was much more cryptic, right? He said if it's big, he said if it's gedola, right? I'm sorry.
People don't sit on large mats.
Right, exactly. So therefore, the Tanakhama said, if you make it big, if you have a big mat, then it depends what you made it for. Fine. So now the Gemara says like this, Hagufa Kasha. The whole Tanakhama was internally consistent. Now, he wasn't inconsistent himself. The inferences are inconsistent. Why? Because it says like this, Amarto, you first, he said, Asal Shchiva, if you made it for sitting, Mekabel as Tumah. Vem as Achinba. Taima, what's the reason? Asal Shchiva, because you made it to sit. Ha, Stama. What about Stam? What if you made it stam? We'll see, Koch. Then it'll be good. Schach. Only if you made it for sitting, it's a problem. The stam, you go to it, why'd you make that? I don't know, I'm bored. Then it'll be good. Schach. You know what? I'll buy that off you. I'll make it for my schach. Hadar Tani, we'll see, Koch. Then it says if you made it for schach, mesachin, but only then you can use it for schach. Vene mekabelas toma. Taima does all the zikach. Hastama. What if you made it stam? No reason. L'shkiva. Then it would be good for sitting. So it's a little bit of an inconsistency. So the Gemara says, "Holo kasha." No, it's not a kasha. Kan bigdola. In the beginning of the Mishnah, we were talking about you made a large mat, which is not normally used to sit on. It's too big. Therefore, if you didn't have the wrong intent, in other words, express intent, otherwise, it's chach. Ha kan biktana. But the second part of the Mishnah said we're talking about a small one, which the default is to sit on. So that's the default. Unless you have opposite intention, it's going to be used for sitting, and therefore you can't use it for schach. Now the Gemara says, 1 second. And how do you make that fit with Rabbi Eliezer? Beish loma l'rabbanon l'kasha el Rabbi Eliezer kasha d'tnan. Rabbi Eliezer omer achas katana v'achas gedola asal l'shkiva mekabel asetumah v'sachin ba. Taima das al l'shkiva. Hastam l'sikoch. Eim a'seifa. What about the seifa? The second half of Rabbi Eliezer. Asal l'sikoch v'sachin ba. According to Rabbi Eliezer, right? Now Rabbi Eliezer's the inferences are contradict themselves, right? So the Gemara answers El Amar Rafa like this. Okay, ready for this? Here we go. It's not hard. It's just so complicated. Big Adola, if it's a large mat, Big Adola, a large mat. Kuli amalo pligi, there's no argument, this stama l'sikoch. That stam is for sikoch, by a large mat. Why? Because people don't sit on them, they're too big. So if I made a large mat, stam is for sikoch. Ki pligi, big tana. The machlokas is in a small one. Tana kama savar, stam katana l'shchiva. Small one, stam is to sit. Rabbi Elezer savar, stam katana, nami l'sikoch. Stam was also for schach. Vachi ka amar, gesundheit. V'hachik Amar, and this is how it said: Mechatzeles Hakarem Gedola, a large one. Asan l'shkiva, if it's made for shkiva, mekabelas tuma ve'misachin ba. Taima, what's the reason? Dasal l'shkiva, because you made it for shkiva. Hastama, what about if it's tam? Nase kemisha asal l'tzikoch misachin ba. Okay, kitana, we read the parentheses here. Kitana, what if it's a small one? Asal l'tzikoch. Misachin ba. If you made it for tzchach, it's tzchach. Taima, the reason is, dasal l'sikoch, because you made it for tzchach. Hastama, what if it's tam, you don't have any reason why you made it? Nasa kemisha atzal l'shchiva ve'en mesachin ba. It's no good. Now, that's the Tanakhama. Now, the Asa Rebbe Lazar Lameimar, now he comes along and says, no, Achas Ketana, Achas Gedola, Stama, Kshera, Lusiko. Okay?
That wasn't hard, it was very complicated.
Now, Amale Abaya, Abaya says like this, if that's what the Machlokas is about, Ihachi, if that's true, then Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Achas Ketana, Achas Gedola, that's what he said. He said, Achas Ketana, Achas Gedola. Achas Gedola, V'achas ketana miboyale. He should have said it reversed. Why should he have said it reversed? Why? The answer is, because the derech is, when you mention a lo zu avzu, first you say the pashat one, and then you say the chiddush. First you say the pashat one, then you say the chiddush. The pashat one is the gedola. Everyone agrees on that one. Why? Because nobody makes gadol mats to sit on. So then I should have said, oh, not only that, even that. I was thinking, do people talk like that, Bizman Azeh? No, they really don't. Oh, although maybe they would. Not only did the robber steal $100, but he even stole $200. Is that a comparable thing? Not only did the Olympian run 100 meters, he even did the 200 meters. Right? Maybe you could say that. As they say over here. Not only does he agree by the big mat, but even by the little one, he argues.
No, see, we have a problem.
Yeah?
Because they use for two different things.
Right.
So we can't say that.
Right, so the truth is that Abaye's question on this is very technical. He should have said it reverse. Why reverse? Because that's the derech of a Tana, to say the Pashat thing first, and then the bigger Kiddush, lo zu'avzu. Not only that, but even this.
That would be a Kal V'Chomer.
What? Similar to a Kal V'Chomer. That's what lo zu'avzu really is. That's what lo zu'avzu is. Not only this is not even a chiddush. Even this, I would have said it, but say it the other way around. Right? He had $1,000 in his pocket, and he also had $500. That's how he's saying it now. So Rabbi said, no, so he had 500, and he even had 1,000. Right? Lo zu'avzu. Okay. V'od, that's one issue. V'od also. Ki pligi v'od, also ki pligi b'gedolahu de pligi. Really, they're arguing on a big mat. Why? Rabbi Eliezer l'chumra d'tanya. We learned in a brisa machatzelas kanim b'gedola mesachachin ba. With a large one, it's good schach. Rabbi Eliezer omer in ena mekabelas tuma mesachachin ba. So what do you see from there?
It makes a distinction on Tumma. But it's not a given that a big mat is not made this.
Exactly. They're arguing on a big mat as well.
Right.
So Abaye says, first of all, it's out of order. Second of all, they're not even true. They're arguing on a big mat also. We said no one's arguing on a big mat. That's true. Ella Omar of Papa, Bikatana, Kulia Malo Pligi, Distamula Shiva. Now I'm saying no one argues on a small mat. Everyone agrees a small mat is made to sit on. So therefore, it's not good for schach. Ki pligi, when do they argue? Big gedola. They argue on a large one. Tanakama savar stam gedol sichuch. Tanakama says stam is for schach. Vibrelezer savar stam gedola nami l'shchiva. Stam is also for sitting. Umay, what does it mean? Asar l'shchiva dik amar. What does it mean when he said that you made it for shchiva? Hachi kamar. Stam asiyasa nami l'shchiva. Stam, the default is for shchiva ad the oved l'sikach, until you switch it around, until you make it bedafka for schach. Okay.
So what's maskana of all this?
I don't know what maskana is. I don't know.
On your
thank you. Okay. Next. Okay, that wasn't bad. Tana Rabbanan. Machatzeles, I'm sorry. Yes. Yeah, I'm sorry. Tana Rabbanan. Machatzeles shalshifa, some kind of, well, how do they translate that? Rubber?
They don't translate it.
Shalgemi, we usually translate that as rubber.
No.
Gedola, mesachachinba. If it's big, good. Kitana, ein mesachachinba. If it's small, it's no good. Why? Because chances are it's made to sit, it's clean. Shalkanim, if it's made of reeds. Shalchilas gedola. What's chilas gedola? Chilas is some kind of what? I'm sorry, Chilas. So, Gedula, if it's braided, Mesachachin ba. Aruga, ain't Mesachachin ba. But if it's sewn, it's not good. Rabbi Shishmal, Rabbi Yossi Omar, Mishum Aviv, Achazu, Vyachazu, Mesachachin ba, it's all good. V'chein hayi, Rabbi Dosa, Omar, Kidvar. And Rabbi Dosa said the same thing. It's all good. Okay, new story. Tanan Hasam. We learned over there in Idios. Kol hachotzalos, any chotzalos. Okay, we don't know what that is. Did they translate it? No. We'll see what it is in a minute. I think it's a pillow, but we'll get to it at the bottom. Kol hachotzalos, all chotzalos, mitamin tame meis divrei Rabdosa. Rabdosa says it's mitame tomas meis. So let's look at the Rashi. It's in this page of Rashi has three sizes of lines. It's in the widest lines, like five lines down, where it says, Metames Tumames, Klomar. What does that mean? Kliheim, Kliheim, they're a Kli, Menastam, it's a stomach Kli. Mekabalas Tuma, it's Mekabal Tuma. The high Dinaka Tumames, why does it say Tumames? Why does it say that? To become Tumme from anything? Masharet's also Katachin. Mishom, the boy aflugi b'midras, because he's going to argue about tumas midras. Tumas midras means if a certain type of tame person sits on it without touching it. Okay, shehu avatuma nakanami tame meis shehu avatuma v'hachi kamar hachotzalos. This whatever this is chotzalos is kliheim. It's a kli l'tuma. Aval enam miyuchedes l'shchiva. Sheinas is avatuma of midras hazav, but it would not become time with midras zav. In order for something to become time with midras zav, it has to be something that you normally sit on. So a book, you could sit on a phone book. That's not normal, right? So if you do that, it won't become time with tumas midras. If you touch it, it will, but not. So that's what he's saying. He's saying this, whatever this chotzalos is, it's not tumas midras. Ve'ein atamotzi shehi avatuma el yedei ha'imeis atzmo. The only way it can become an avatuma is if a mace touches it. Shiyumin atumas mace, divra abdosa. Because by the way, when a zav sits on something, he makes that something into an avatuma also. So how can this chotzalos become an avatuma? Two possibilities. A mace touched it, a zav sat on it. A zav or a zava, they sat on it. So when abdosa comes along, don't even mention the zav. That's not going to make it into an avatuma. Why not? Because it's not something normally sat on. And therefore, there's no tumas midras. Okay? It's by a zav and a zav. Maybe you need it also. Maybe you need it also. I believe it's anything that. I don't want to say, I don't know. I think it needs it also. Okay? Now, getting again. V'chacham omrim, and the chacham say midras. No, it's tumas midras.
Also.
Oh, midras in. Tumas meis lo? What? Only a midras and not tumas meis? Vaha anan tanan kala matame midras matame tumas meis. Well, if it can become tumas tumas midras, it can become tumas tumas meis. A chair, right? A chair. What? A mace can't touch a chair, right? Ema af midras. You're right. Also midras, 100%. Now, my chotzolos. What is that? Amrav avdimi bar hamduri marzuvli. It's a marzuvli. Mar marzuvli. What's that? Amrav abba mizabli. How do they translate mizabli? What?
Leather bags.
Leather bags. Okay. Now, I thought it was like a pillow.
Well, that's what it says. It says that the shepherds would use it as a pillow. That's Rashi. Are they product?
No. Rav Shimon ben Lakish Omar, machatzalos mamish.
It says shepherds would use them for pillows.
Right. That's why I said it was a pillow. Why did I get? How did I get that? I didn't look at the art scroll, but I saw it here, maybe in Rashi. Yeah. Now, that's Rish Lakish says no, machatzalos mamish. It's real mat. Va'azda, Rish Lakish l'taimei. Rish Lakish is consistent. The Amar Rish Lakish, the very strange lashon here. Hareini kaparas Reb Chiya ubanav. It should be a kapara for Reb Chiya and his children. What does that mean? So look at the bottom of Rashi, the third to bottom line. Yisurin haba'in alai, the yisurim that come upon me, L'kaparaso shorabchia ubanav yehiyu. Should be a kapara for them. Lashon kavod, who's that? It's a lashon of kavod. Kishehu mazkir aviv o rabo la'achar mitaso. When you mention your Rebbe or your father after Misa, tzarach lomar kain. It's appropriate to say it.
Ever heard anyone say this?
Say what?
To say.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah, I've heard of people say kaparas. I'm not sure.
You heard the people say that?
Yeah.
The truth is. What? They say it by a gadol. I think the Mechaber, the Ramah, one of them says, you only say it in the first year. Anyway, if you're saying it, it's only in the first year. Where, whenever you mention your Rebbe or your father, you say, and their memory should be a kapara. My Yisur should be a kapara for them. Kaparas nafshi, right? Even if you say it, which I never heard anyone say that, they only say it in the first year. Wow, exactly. Let's say in the first year. All right, Rashi. It's interesting. Rashi says it's a you should tell you like that. Rish Lakish did it. Rish Lakish is no lightweight, but I don't think the people really have the minute to say it. But that's fine. Anyway, what'd he say? Now he gives a little bit of background. B'tchila kishen ashtach Torah miYisrael when Torah was forgotten. Ola Ezra miBavel viYasta. Ezra came back and reestablished it. Chazra v'nashtacha Ola Hillel haBavli viYasta. Hil HaBavli came along and reestablished it. Look at Tosavos, the bottom Tosavos. All the Hil HaBavli V'yasta. Shalomad, he learned, Mishimaya V'Avtalion, Kid'isa B'Psachim B'Perek Eilu Dvarim. Okay? Ask the Aruch Lanier, why did Tosavos bring the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos? What's he going to have? Gemara and Psachim? It's a preferential Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Doesn't really have an answer.
They were Babel and came back?
No, that no, his no, Rebbe was Shmaya and Avtalion. They were his Rebbeim. It doesn't matter.
What if everybody's coming back from Babel?
Chazra, yeah.
So I'm saying, he came back from Babel. It was mentioned that
here. He went to Babel after where Shmaya and Avtalion.
He went to Babel afterwards? But spread the wealth?
No, so
he
was from
Hil
HaBavli. Chazra, v'neshtachacha alav. It got lost again. So Reb Chiya Ubanav V'Yazduha. Reb Chiya and his children came along and reestablished it. That's why he mentioned this whole preamble. Yeah, why do you say all this for? So the Aruch Lanier says, you want to know that he wanted everyone to pass in this way. So when you give an introduction like that, who's going to argue on that? And let me tell you something. This vort, it goes back to, right? It's very hard to argue. That's why he said it. He wanted to emphasize this halacha. Right, it goes back to Ezra HaSofer, right?
I always had a problem with this.
Yeah.
Was Achia Talmud of Rebbe?
Right.
So you tell me they forgot it during Rebbe's time?
Right. I hear. Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question. Anyway, what do you say? V'chein Amar Achia Bar Ubanav Lo Nechlegu Reb Dosa V'Chachamim Amachatzalos Shel Usha. They're not arguing about that kind of mat made in Usha. Shehein Tameos, which are Tamei. Vishal Tveria, Shehein Tahoros. Or in Tveria that are Tahar. Right? What? Oh, what is the answer? Oh, he doesn't? Okay, good. It's a good question. Alma Nechleku, so do they argue about? Al Shar Mikomos, other towns. In other words, in Usha and in Tveria. Every mat was made to be Tahar, and everyone was made to be Tameh. What about other towns? Mar Savar, Reb Dosa holds, Kivon Deleka Diyasev Alayu Kitzveria Damian. Since nobody sits on them, maybe, Kitzveria Damian, like Tveria, therefore the Tahar. Umar Savar, and the Chachamim held, that Kivon Demakri Diyasev Alayu, it could happen. It's almost, it could happen. Therefore, Kidu Usha Damian. It's like Usha and their Tameh. That's what they're arguing about. Okay. Now, Amar Mar, we just said, Kol HaChotzolos, all these Chotzolos, Metam and Tamei Meis, Divi Reb Dosa. Reb Dosa said the Tamei Tamei Meis, whatever these pillows were. V'tvatanya, V'chanya Reb Dosa, Omar Kidvarov. But we said also that Reb Dosa paskined like him. Who's him? Reb Shmuel, Reb Yossi, in the name of his father, that it depended if they were woven, right? They're not makabel tuma. So if they're sewn, they're not makabel tuma. Anam and Aleph Reb Dosa said that. That's what's going on. Lo kasha, it's not kasha. Ha, When are they tame the isle gedanfa? When they have like a hem. Ha, when are they tahar the lesle gedanfa? When they don't have a hem, because there's no one sitting on it. Mesve, 1 second. Chotzalos shel sham, the chotzalos made out of sham. What sham? Some kind. We didn't translate that. Vishal gemi, vishal sak, or of sak, vishal sfira. What's sfira? Did I translate it?
Horse hair.
Metame tomas mace, divir abdosa. They're all metame tomas mace. Vecham omrim, af midras. Even midras. Bishlom alamandam mar zuvli. If you want to tell me it means pillows or these bigs, then shalsham vishal gemi, chazi lakinsa. You can have these bigs made for baskets. The peri, to put fruit in it. Shalsak, shalsifra, chazi, legulki, vitani. These other materials, you can make bags and baskets out of it. Elamanda machatzalos mamish, but if he said that mamish meant a mat, like Rish Lakish said, so bishloma shalsak vishal sefira chazi leparsi, you can use it to hang it, or vinifavasa, you can use it to sift, right? But elo shalsak vishal gembi lamai chazi, what are you going to do with that? What do you do with a mat made out of rubber? So the Gemara answers, chazi linaziasa. You can use it to cover something. Ikadi amri. Well, it has, right, might not, right. No, but they might be correct, but they might hold that even if you sit on something abnormal, it's also medras. Right, that's an issue. Ikadi, I think. Ikadi amri, I thought it's very, not easy. Mamish. Now look at the other way around. If you hold it to mat, it makes sense. Why? Shalsham v'shal gemi chazil l'nziyasam. If it's made out of those materials, it could be a good cover. Shalsak v'shal svira chazil l'parsi. If it's a sack or horse hair, you can use it to hang or not vivasa for sifting. Elamandar mazuvli. But if you hold it to like a pillow, so bishlam shalsak v'shal svira chazil l'gulki v'tani. You could also use it to be a basket or a basket or a bag, a pouch. In fact, Ela shel sham v'shel gemi l'may chazi. What are those good for? The Gemara answers: chazi lekinsa depeiri. You could use it as a basket for fruit. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Chanina, kishiratati legola. When I went down to Golos, says Rashi, all the way at the end over there, kishiyemri legola la'aber shana. When I went to Golos to ma'aber the shana. Kedamina perak horah, bebrachas horah. What does that mean? You're not allowed to be ma'abed the shana outside of Eretz Yisrael. There must have been some emergency. Anyway, when I went to Gauls over there, matasi zakinach, and I found some old man. Vamali told me misachachin bebudya. You can use a budya. A budya is a mat. Ukeshe ba'asi etel Rabbi Yoshua ache abba. When I met Rabbi Yoshua, my father's brother, right? Stam Rabbi Yoshua is Rabbi Yoshua bechananya, right? Hoda. Udvarav, he agreed with that. Amr of Chizda, for who, the Lesle Gedanfa. It's only true if it doesn't have, I said before it means a hem. Does it mean a hem? Some kind of hem. Amr Ula, Hani Budisa, this mat, the B'nai Mechuzah, from B'nai Mechuzah, Ilmole Kir. Kir is also a hem. If not for the fact that it has a hem, Shalahen, Meshachachin Behu. You would use it for Schach. Tanya Nami Hachi, Misachin Bebudya, you're allowed to use a budya as a mat. Vimyeshla and kir, but if it has a hem, ain't misachin behen. You're not allowed to. Why are you not allowed to? Because then it's a mat.
He says kir is a rim.
A rim, sorry.
Yes, it becomes a kli.
Right, it becomes a kli, exactly. Okay. Hajjanallah sukkah, hajjanallah sukkah, hajjanallah sukkah. Finish the first parak of Masechta Sukkah, the first volume of the Masechta. Ready? Here we go. Okay, ready? Mishnah B, Perk B's. Hayashon tachas hamita besukkah. If somebody sleeps under a bed in a sukkah, somebody would do that?
You said lagda.
Yeah, you said it was sitting.
But 1 second. Lo yotzi yidei chavaso. You're not yotzi your mitzvah sukkah. Says Rashi, the first Rashi in the Perek. De ohel mafsik. If you're under a bed, right. On top of you is a bed. Right. So it's masik, beino, l'sukkah. Between you and the sukkah. The ikur yeshivas hasukkah, What's the Iker Yeshiva Sukkah? Achila, Shtia, Vishena. Eating, sleeping, eating, drinking, and sleeping. Right? The Rambam does say, he says, Hayoshev Tachas Hamita. It's not good. But he does change it to that. And I said yesterday, somebody said, I forgot who said it. The reason why the Gemara always uses Hayoshan is because, Rabbi Yashiv says it, Rabbi Yerucham Fishel Perla says it. The reason why the Mishnah and the Gemara always say Yashan is to drive home the point that you also have to sleep in a sukkah. Right? It was always, right? I guess that was always something that people didn't really want to do. Okay? Okay.
So
we're going to get to all that. Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says, Noag in Hayinu, we had a minog, Shehayinu Yishenim Tachas Hamita, Mipnei Azekedim. We used to sleep under the sukkah, under the bed. And the Chachamim was sitting there, V'lo Amarnu Lanu Davar. And they didn't say a word. Meaning, you're allowed to. According to Yehuda, you're allowed to. How could that be possible? We'll see in a minute. Next, Amar Rav Shimon. Now, L'chora, Rav Shimon's arguing on Rav Yehuda. And Rav Shimon's going to say, no, you cannot do that. How does he present it? Maiseh betevi avdo shel Rabban Gamliel. Says Rav Shimon. This is Rav Shimon by Yechoy. I want to tell you that Rabbi Gamliel had an Eved whose name was Tevi. Shayashan tachas amita. He slept underneath the bed. Va'amah lehen Rabbi Gamliel zekanim. And Rabbi Gamliel said to the zekanim, look at this. Re'isem Tevi Avdi. Look at Tevi, my Eved. Shu Talmud Chacham. He's a big Talmud Chacham. V'yodeya sha'avadim peturim min asukah. He knows that avadim are apart from sukkah. He knows that. Lafika, therefore, what? Yes, that's excellent. Lafikach, therefore, Yashan, who? Tachas Hamita. He slept underneath.
Why is he in there?
We'll get to that in a minute.
Cool servant.
Huh? We'll get to it in a minute, why he was in there. We'll get to it. Ulafi darkin ulamadnu. And from here we see, Shayashan tachas Hamita, lo yotzei yedei chavaso. That if you sleep under a sukkah, you're not yotzei. If you sleep under a bed in a sukkah, you're not yotze. Okay? Very good? One second. Very good? Yeah, very good. Okay, one second. Okay. Now let's do the second Tosos. Re'isem Tevi Avdi Shehu Talmud Chacham. Ready for this? Eved Kosher Haya. He was a kosher guy. He was a kosher Eved. Kid'isa Beperek Sheni Debrachos. Uyu Yerushalmi Tani. In the Yerushalmi it's taught Shehaya Maniach Tfilim. That he wore Tfilim. Okay? V'lo Micho. I'm just reading Tosos. He wore tefillin, v'lo micho biyado chacham, and the chacham didn't mind. So now Tosfos says he wore. Why did he wear tefillin? Because he wanted to be mekayim as much mitzvahs as he could. So now, one second. Second, tefillin he wore took he didn't sit in. That's a very funny thing, right? Took the sukkah. Rabbi Shimon saying, look at this, Rabbi Gamliel. He wouldn't let his eved didn't sit in the sukkah, and tefillin he wore. What's going on with this guy? So Tosfos asks it. Uparich, Michalfa Shitase, Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel, his whole sheet is all mixed up. Why? The Hahacha Gabe Sukkah, Micho Biyadu Chachamim. By Sukkah they protested, and he didn't sit in the Sukkah. He didn't sit, right?
Didn't sleep, right?
But there's no difference between sleeping and eating. There's no difference. It's the same Chiyuv. That's the first Rashi said that. It's the same chiyuv. The ikur is to eat and sleep. Not to eat and sleep if you're some frumak. That's not what it is. No, it's to eat and sleep in a sukkah.
There are women that could eat in the sukkah.
Who talking about women?
Same thing, but because he's like a woman, right?
What?
Everyone's like a woman, right? Same with him. So our women today eat in the sukkah, but don't put on tefillin. He put on tefillin and didn't sleep in the sukkah. Right?
Exactly. He did the exact opposite. So Tosfos is not talking in the year 2014. he's talking in the Middle Ages, and he's wondering, why did he put on tefillin but not sit in the sukkah? Why not? What's going on here? Fair question. So Tosfos says like this. So first of all, Rabbi Gamliel is the one who's next mixed up, because he, his Eved put on tefillin, and his Eved didn't sit in the sukkah. So Mechalaf Eshitase, Rabbi Gamliel, Tahacha Gavei Sukkah Micha B'yadu Chachamim, Relation B'sukkah, Shehari HaYasha, Tachas Amita. He was sitting, he was underneath. Says Tosfos like this. Umishani, the answer is, Shehaya Osekein, Shalo Lidchok Es Chachamim, Shehayu Yishenim B'sukkah. The answer is, there wasn't enough room. So if someone has to give, it's going to be him. After all, he has no chiyuv. Right? He has no chiyuv. Okay, one second. Now, by the way, he has no chiyuv. If he has no chiyuv, what's he doing there? Why don't he just go into the house? What? Oh! Uparich. Why didn't he go outside the sukkah? Umishani, and we answer. He wanted to hear the Torah. So it doesn't have to necessarily mean he was under a bed. Maybe there was an awning. And you used it under the awning. I am outside the sukkah. Yeah, but there's no room. So if there's no room, that's when people do that. People do that bezman adedit. Put the women in a place. They want to get the mitzvah. They don't have a chiyuv. It's lovely if they do, but it's not. But they can't. Not more than a man. Same thing with an eved. It's the same halachas as an isha. So the Ran asks an unbelievable question. The Ran asks the question like this. Getting back to Tosfos' question, Tosfos said Rabbi Gamliel's sheet is all mixed up. Right, because by the tefillin they didn't say a word, and over here they're saying no. So Tosfos, the Ran asks, why are they saying no? Why can't he? What's the downside? I understand, says the Ran, why you can't put on tefillin because you don't have a guf naki. Nothing to discuss about that. Nothing to discuss. If this eved was some yachid and a special, then he could wear tefillin. You hear that? Then he could wear tefillin because the fact that the women or avadim don't wear tefillin, that's a no brainer. It's a no-brainer. They need a gufnaki. They don't have it. So why can't he? What's the down? Why can't he wear tefillin? Well, why can't he sit in the sukkah? What's the downside? Are you upset about it?
No, he can, but there's no room.
That's the answer. We're holding in the question. What was in the question? What was the issue? Of course, tefillin not. Of course, not. No shy about that. So he gives two answers to Rav. He says, first of all, we're afraid maybe he'll make a bracha. That's a whole different discussion. If women that are doing a mitzvah to say she's not going to make a bracha or not, Ashkenazim hold they do. Then there's another answer. Listen to this one. If he's going to be in a sukkah, they don't say, well, why can't they put on tefillin? You hear that?
That's a circular reason why I've never heard of
it. In other words, did Duran say that? Yeah.
But he did put on tefillin.
What?
He did put on tefillin.
The Solka Daitach. Lesser Allah of Yeshiva Sukkah. We should not let them sit in the Sukkah. Mishum Chashash Shem Yavo Lasos Af Mitzvot She'asur Ba'asi Yasan Kimo Tefillin. Usher. What? What did you say? Right.
Why is it Usher, man?
Yeah.
Why is it? What's the reason?
Because you have a gufnaki. You don't have a gufnaki. That women don't have. That's the weather. That's
this is up front tefillin.
What? It's an excellent question. Maybe not. Maybe not. I'll tell you something else. That's the reason, by the way, why
can't you put on twice a month, 2 weeks a month?
That it's because it's a goof nucky. It doesn't go like that.
It's
low fluke. By the way, that's the reason. That's the reason that katana don't put on tefillin either, because they don't have a shmirah. Well, every other mitzvah the kids do when they're 10, 11 years old. Everything they do. You don't let a 10-year-old kid watch television on Shabbos. Absolutely not. Why? Chinuch. How can tefillin all of a sudden different? Just to show you the chashivas of tefillin.
Yeah.
Just goes to show you.
So if you were a really dedicated woman.
Okay, so 30 days before already, we let them put on it. No, 10-year-old kid. You know, you have these kids. You know, you meet some of these kids. 10-year-old kid. They mamish. You see, these are the ones that are going to be the future rabbanim and gadol. They're unbelievable kids. They don't put on tefillin. They just don't. That's the exact comparison. Well, 2 weeks they could. They don't do it. They just don't do it.
Do it for the whole month. Or we...
That's, where does it say that she did that?
Yeah,
where does it say that? Where does it say that? I heard the same myth as you.
Maybe it's not applicable nowadays.
And by the way, as Rav Schechter said in his article, he said, it's 2014. You're comparing yourself to Rashi's daughters or to Shaul HaMelech's wife. Are you really doing that? You really want to go down that road?
He said about
all of us
now.
What?
Everybody.
By the way, I have a kasha, which no one's given me a satisfactory answer to. You say we don't, by the way, I said we don't wear tefillin all day. We used to wear tefillin all day long. All day long, they used to wear tefillin. Now, how do you go to a meeting? I don't know. But they used to wear tefillin all day long. So, bisman hazeh, we don't wear tefillin. Only during davening. Just goes to show you the value of tefillin. Now, there are a few people, yechidim in the world, that still wear tefillin all day, or a good portion of the day. My kasha was, why don't we wear tefillin at mincha? I put tefillin back on for mincha. Why not? So the best answer I heard was, what? No, that's not the reason. What? No. The only thing I could think of is because you're running into Shkia. So Shkia. But I was thinking about that. But on Tisha B'Av we do that. Even if you're going into Shkia. So I don't really know why we don't. Why is this not?
Because on Tisha B'Av we didn't put it on.
I understand, but
because they used to rush to do miracles. If you're on top of a tree, you're allowed to have a mincha. You know?
I hear. But it's a theoretical question. I understand we don't have a gufnaki, we can't even film the whole day. So it's the biggest b'diavad for Shachmas put it on. So put it on for mincha, anyway, you're davening. I don't know. I don't know, like why that never developed. Why that never took on hold. That when you go to daven mincha, you should put on. Right? Right. Right.
Because of the vested, is that what they don't have?
I think just in general. It's a general situation. Okay. It's a little bit of a tangent, but I thought it was relevant, so I thought it was interesting. Next. V'haleka asara. For one second. We don't have 10 tvachim of space between you and the bottom, you, under the bed, and the top of the bed. There's not less than 10 tvachim of space
under the bed.
And if that's the case, it's not an issue.
Well,
it's not an ohel if it's less than 10. So the Gemara answers, Tirgum Mashul B'mita Asar. No, there is 10. There was 10. Now, Tanan Hasam, we learned somewhere else. Echad Chur. So in the Masifta, there's a picture of it. Imagine like a cliff, some kind of, they have a picture of it? No. Some kind of rocky cliff by the water. And this between the water and the cliff, between the water and the rock, there's space. Right? So there's a mason there. Right? So you have Echad Chor Shekharu Mayim. The water carved out some space. Yeah. Or Oshrutzim, or animals. Oh, Sha'achaltu Malacha. So maybe the salt ate away at it. V'chein Madach Avonim. Let's say you have a pile of stones. V'chein Sa'or Shel Koros. Or some kind of what? Stacks of beams. Mile al hatoma. It's also mile on toma. If you hear the Omer, why is it all mile on toma? Because it's an ohel. There's a mace under there, and everything makes it ohel. If you hear the Omer, call ohel, she'ena asa bidi adam, ena ohel. Any ohel that's not man-made is not an ohel. If it's naturally formed ohel, like some rocks by the ocean, some cliff that the water carved out, it's not an ohel. A cave, not an ohel. All that's not an ohel. My time with Rabbi Yehuda, where did you get that from? So the Gemara says, well, just in two lines, Yalif ohel ohel mi mishkan. It's a gzeir shafa. Ksiv hach, it says, Zot ha-Torah adam ki yomis ba-ohel. It says that there's such a thing as Tumas ohel. A man dies in the ohel, and everything body in the ohel is tamei. Uksiv hasam, and it says by the mishkan, right? I believe it's this week's parsha. Parshas Pekudei, yeah. It says in this week's parsha, Vayifros es ha'ohel al ha'mishkan. Right? Ma lahalan bidei adam, afkan bidei adam. Right? Just like the mishkan was man-made, so too every ohel has to be man-made. Very simple. Vrabanan, and the Rabbanan who don't accept that din. What do they do with this Gzeira Shava? They don't hold from the Gzeira Shava, but they say like this, Ohel Riba. It says so many times in the Torah, Ohel, not to be exclude, just the opposite, to include. All these kinds of things are all these kinds of things are included in Ohel, and therefore it doesn't make a difference if it's man-made or not man-made. It's all the same halachas. It's all good, and therefore they have a machlokas about it. Tomorrow, Michael will take over going into that machlokas in much greater detail. Everybody have a very good day.